From Tidbits on October 15th, 2012, this is Subscribe to the Tidbits Events Calendar, written by Adam C. Angst. After our last Tidbits Presents event, a number of people complained rightly that we hadn't given them sufficient notice. The issue arrived on a Monday night, presentation was on Wednesday afternoon. Sorry about that. Clearly, I needed to pay more attention to the lessons I shared in Think Like a Publisher, specifically putting myself in the shoes of our readers, who shouldn't be expected to read Tidbits as soon as it arrives, and providing information in multiple ways. To help prevent such problems in the future, I've created a public Tidbits events calendar on iCloud to publish all the public events in which any Tidbits staff member is participating. You can subscribe to the calendar merely by clicking the Tidbits events link and acknowledging the subscription in Calendar or iCal. BusyCal just adds it quietly without bothering you. I recommend you set the calendar to auto-refresh daily, not weekly. We've also added a link to the calendar in the navbar of the Tidbits site in case you need to find it later. In keeping with my dictum to put myself in the shoes of my subscribers, I'll try hard to keep all reminders off the calendar for real-world events, since relatively few people will be able to attend those, but we'll leave them on for online events like Tidbits Presents and public staff meetings that anyone is welcome to watch via Google Hangouts on Air. I'll also make an effort to include relevant URLs whenever possible. We'll still announce major events in Tidbits itself, but minor events, or those that few people are likely to be able to attend, may appear only in the Tidbits events calendar. I've now added all my upcoming events, mostly my Working with the Press panel for developers at the Mac Tech Conference 2012 on October 19th and the Mug One meeting in Oneonta, New York on November 1st. I've added them to the calendar so you can see where to find me, and I'll be adding other events for Tidbits staffers as they come up. Going forward, we'll add events as soon as we have a set date, but some less formal events, like our public staff meetings, may not have a ton of advance warning, purely because we don't always know exactly when we'll be holding them much in advance, hence my suggestion to update the calendar daily rather than weekly. If you have any questions or suggestions, let me know in the comments. This is my first experience publishing via a shared calendar, and although I've tried to anticipate everything, I'm all ears if I've missed something. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for subscribing to the calendar and hopefully coming to some of our events. Enjoy.